AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A TV reporter and her cameraman were shot dead during a live TV interview this morning at a shopping center southeast of Roanoke, Virginia. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander with what we know so far.
The 24-year-old reporter and 27-year-old cameraman were killed while they were doing a live interview. At least 8 shots are heard. The camera drops to the ground and appears to capture what may be a fleeting image of the shooter. The general manager of station WDBJ confirmed their deaths, and the station's Twitter feed shows a picture of the victims with the words, "We love you, Allison and Adam."
24-year-old Allison Parker and 27-year-old Adam Ward shot dead by a man who may be a disgruntled TV station employee, according to Governor Terry McAuliffe, who said the gunman was being chased by police on Interstate 64 in Virginia. Parker was romantically involved with another anchor at the station. Ward was engaged to a producer there. And we turn to Wall Street now. The markets are up this morning after a 6-day slump. Our Warren Levinson's in New York.
For the second day in a row, stock prices took off at the opening on Wall Street, rocketing up by 3%, 433 points on the Dow Jones Industrials in the early minutes of trading. After 6 days of steep losses, traders know that's no promise of where prices will end up. The average fell another 1.3% after a jackrabbit start yesterday. Ahead of New York trading, some key Asian markets posted big gains, 3% in Tokyo, 2.5% in Seoul. The market in Shanghai faded after an early rally. European stock prices were lower. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Dow is up 228 at the moment. Minneapolis firefighters plucked an injured person off the roof of the Minnesota Vikings Stadium this morning. The stadium is under construction, and they say the person fell into a crevice somehow. This is AP Radio News. Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes' mother apologized in court yesterday for the killings of 12 people and for the shootings that wounded so many more. Our Sandy Kozel on what Holmes' mother told the court.
Arlene Holmes says her son feels remorse for his deadly attack on a Colorado movie theater, but his mental illness medications make it hard for him to express it. She told victims that her family is very sorry this tragedy happened and sorry everyone has suffered so much.
Today, the judge will formally sentence James Holmes to life in prison without parole for the murders of 12 people and up to 3,318 additional years on attempted murder and an explosives conviction. That heavily armed man who was tackled on a Paris-bound train is now charged with terrorism. 26-year-old Moroccan Ayoub El-Kazani, also charged with attempted murder. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.